record there, hit record here. Oh, let's make the loud noise. I want to be able to see the camera. Let's try that again. The RetroTINK 4K is doomed. Doom. 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 Is doomed. The RetroTINK 4K is doomed. I'll figure it out. Hey there, Vince here, and welcome to yet another Circuit Rewind. It's the new year, and that means new toys and new fun to be had. I lucked out and got myself a RetroTINK 4K, so I have a lot of experience over the years fighting for tickets for conventions like PAX and BlizzCon. So I'm used to the grind of, you know, mashing F5 and checking out as quickly as possible to be, you know, make sure I get what I need. And so all that experience allowed me to get a RetroTINK 4K because holy crap, was that a pain in the ass. I was able to get in and check out right there at the very beginning. And I was also, because of that, one of the very first people to actually receive theirs in the mail. So yeah, I bought this thing. It was $750 here in the US, and here it is. And the next video, I'm gonna get, in a later video, I'll get into a full review of this thing, or in the next few videos, I'm gonna go into more detail about features and reviewing this thing fully. But today, I really only have one mission. That is, does this thing play Doom? Because everything needs to play Doom, right? Sadly, Mike Chi hasn't given us the ability to run custom cores on the FPGA or to run custom software on this thing, so I can't play Doom on this thing directly. But this is an upscaler for virtually every game console and PC ever made at this point, so let's plug in every console and PC ever made and play virtually every port of Doom that I can get my hands on in short order. All right, let's hop over to that now. Well, that's all the consoles. I hope you enjoyed all of that. Keep following and whatever the YouTube people say, like, follow, subscribe, bell, ding-a-ding thing, I don't know, because I have some really cool projects in the works that you're gonna love. Like, this bad boy right here can fit so much content. That's gonna be my 2024 project for the year. It's gonna take all year for me to work on this thing slowly. And that will be hooked up to this eventually to do some really, really cool retro gaming. So stick around for that. Plus, I have a lot of consoles that I want to go through and figure out how to get them best to work with this. Because right now, this doesn't have all the features that I want, but I know with how harsh I was with the RetroTINK 5X release, most of my criticisms for that were corrected over time in firmware updates. And Mike Chia said that this thing has something like 10 years worth of firmware updates that he can potentially do for this. So I can't say too much critical of this thing right now because I know whatever I don't like, he's probably already aware of and already working on once he, you know, deals with the backlog of shipping, which is, somebody buy that man a drink. Later.